A guy came to me and he says, well, what kind of show do you do? I said, I do a show about letter carriers. Man, it's about what they do in labor. So he says, I said, it's like a labor magazine sometimes. So he says, okay, well, how can I get it? I said, go to lover.com. So he has a laptop. So we go to lover.com, just like that, you know? So my show wasn't on, right? So I said, well, just, you know, look at anything you want to look on it. So he looks on there. He says, "What is this? What kind of website is this?" I said, "I don't know what kind of website. How do you like it?" He says, "Well, it's pornography." I said, "No, it isn't." I said, "No, it isn't. Don't go there. Just keep looking." And then I said, "So we were at some new pictures." So I said, "Okay, new part. I can't remember what show it was." I said, "Go to schedule." Went to the schedule. "You see my show? Okay, just go to that and look at my show because I see you can't take the rest." So, just like that. So that's what I tell people.
F U funny. The N the nudity is just a fraction of what
that's
is
right.
there.
And when
but
go,
people just go like
go
right,
right
to
it. They always go, "Ooh, I want to see," but then they want to go, "Ah, but I don't want to see." You know how freaky it is.
Yeah.
We all freaked out.
Yeah.
Our society is so freaked out, it's unbelievable.
Like ninety-five percent of lover is not nudity.
Nudity. But they always go to the nudity bar. Everybody goes to that first. Everybody goes to the nudity first.
I wonder
first.
How they figure that out, even. Like, how they figure out to go to the nudity.
Well, you know, they look at the schedule, or they hit something. I don't know. I like the guy. I was talking, right? We had a huge conference. Labor Notes is a huge conference. Where all the labor unions all come together and they all talk about the latest things that are going on in labor. I tell you, the new all the later the news, print news, all labor, like anything that you see that's printed that has to do with labor, like labor newspapers, labor flyers, and all these people come together. And then you have radio, labor radio, and like Steve Zeltzer and myself, we have labor television. So all labor television, including from Canada, they all come together. So it's a huge conference. You all right? Okay. You all right? Okay. So they all come together, and we're talking, and everybody's talking and doing everything. And I just tell them labor.com, and I'm talking to someone else. And there he is looking at the new part. I didn't know how he got there.
See, I'm really curious. Like when you like, if 95% of the site is not nudity, like how does one actually hone in on the nudity?
Because they want to see it anyway. Yeah. They go lover.com and the first thing.
Oh, lover because it's love.
Lover.com.
Oh, so they're thinking. So that's what they think when they think love is nudity. But we are clueless. But F, from the homepage, no, F-R-O, from the schedule. How would you guess that? If you go to the schedule, how would you figure out which shows have nudity?
You know why? Because they go, this guy must have been, because I was talking for a few minutes. He must have went through the schedule and looked. And as he was looking through the schedule, he probably flipped through each one.
Dr. Susie was like right near the top. So that would be one of the first shows you'd go to.
But how? What is? I mean, it's called Dr. Susie's Speakeasy.
Encyclopedia of Sex.
Oh, boom! There you go. Yeah. So the title of the show is Sex.
Playing with passion there too. So there was kind of a lineup on Sunday night.
And that's the beginning of the
well,
schedule.
Now, so.
Now it's probably down.
Are we on air now?
You betcha.
Okay, I gotta say hi to Bonnie and Steve Siegel. They're in New Jersey. I hope you guys are watching, because if you aren't, I'm going to be very upset. You just got through calling me while I was on the freeway trying to hurry up and get over here by 7:45, because Alexi encouraged her, "You better be there by 7:45. So, Steven Bonnie, you call me, and you better be looking at this program. And I'm going to find out if you looked at it, because I'm going to call you later, okay? All right. Now,
got
Frank,
that out of the way.
How are you going to talk to me tonight? What are you going to talk to me about? Come on, get it on. You're going to...
We?
What?
We? Jay? We just have been. We just have been talking.
Oh, you usually put me on the spot. Come on.
We just started that. gotta
give him a chance, huh? Get
Let him warm up.
Get the juices working and that brain going. Then he put me on the spot. The last time he really put me on the spot.
Some S P S O some so C A L L call D no call E D called so called R radicals, so-called radicals, like will not be on the show because of the nudity and erotic stuff.
So-called radicals?
Frank is saying that some so-called radicals will not be on this show, the Shaman's Den, because of Frank's art, because of the kind of art he does, the erotic and...
Yeah. What's wrong with that? It's art. What the hell's wrong with that?
Plus, the show is just like, it's completely not, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but you know how we are here in America. We mental problems, you know. We don't understand art from...
I-H-E-A heard, hear, you, are, F, E, D, fed up with radicals.
Who, me? No.
We heard that.
Who heard I'm fed up with radicals? I like radicals. I mean, people that are radical, I mean, they have something to say, too. If you don't want to listen, I mean... Then you're limiting yourself.
Well, we heard, I think it was something about being frustrated with, that you were frustrated with, like, you know, as a group, the radicals, that you had some moments of frustration. It's not ringing a bell.
No.
B. L. Blame. Corey and Alexi for that misinformation. Because that's where we heard
well,
it from.
Well, you know, I went out with them once. We went to this thing once.
Fed up with unions, they said.
Oh, yeah, I'm fed up with unions.
Fed up with unions.
Not the radicals, but the unions.
Okay, the unions.
Jesus Christ. I mean, unions. I mean, I'm in the union. And what has happened with unions are that they are not allowing the voices of the people within the unions to come out. In other words, there are people who are tired of this war. There are people who besides tired of the war, they're tired of what Bush is doing to the country. They're in union. They're tired of... healthcare is being destroyed in this, how people are being destroyed through not being able to afford healthcare. Mm-hmm. People are pissed off about the low pay, not being able to buy things. You got a lot of, specifically in San Francisco, 92 murders this year, 92 killings this year. And that's, I think the young black males who are killing themselves and killing each other is because of lack of jobs and lack of things to do besides sell drugs and whatever. So unions should be doing something about that, and they're not. They're not even talking about the things we're talking about. They're not talking about the war.
Why not?
Why not? Mm. I tell you, Frank, money. The guys that wear the suits and the ties in the business, the bureaucrats in the business, in the unions, want to maintain a certain lifestyle and a certain level in the community and in the status in the society. Mm. And that goes with the leaders of the unions. Mm. That's my opinion. I think that's what the deal is.
How? A. How about the... Oh, no. How about the union that J just broke off from the AFL-CIO?
Oh, very good question. Oh, you got me. Good. I want to talk about that because I did a lot of video on that. That's right. You probably heard about that. Okay. Now, what happened was the Change to Win Federation broke away from the AFL-CIO. They broke away, they say, because the AFL-CIO was not organizing members within inter-unions wholly in the United States. Mm. And in fact, the number of union members was declining since the AFL, since going back 50 years. Since the 50s, union members have been declining. Mm. So the position of Change to Win, the Change to Win Federation, which is a number of about 5 or 6 unions, their position was, since the AFL is not organizing, we're going to split and we're going to take our money with us and we are going to organize. Mm. Because if you're walking down the same street, and their position was, if you're walking down the same road and you don't decide to cross the street or to take a different route down this road that you're going or take some kind of variation in this road, then if you don't want to do that, then you're going to get the same results. You're going to keep walking down the same road. And Change to Win said, forget that. We're going to go a separate way. We're going to organize. We're going to get more members, more working class people involved in unions. We're going to get more members because the members have gone in the United States from, at one time in the 30s and 40s and 50s, we had 30% of the Americans were in unions. Today, less than 10% of the working class is in unions. So at one point, it was 30% of all Americans were in unions in the 30s. Now, in 2005, we have less than 9%. So it's not good. Plus, they can't collect enough money.
And in the 30s, they were a radical. The unions were radical.
Much more radical than they are now. Of course. Yeah. Of course, they were much more radical than they were. They are much more radical, Frank. They were doing much more organizing. They were out there in the streets. There were strikes. There were cities, whole cities that would go out on strike, things like that. So it's not
R E B O revolution. Revolutionary.
That's right.
They were revolutionary.
Much more revolutionary than they are now. Look, today, everybody's got a pacifier, that working class in their mouth, and they suck on the pacifier when things get bad, especially our leaders.
IHA had a LA labor A activist. F from
Argentina.
Oh, you know him. What's his name?
Vicente.
Yeah, he was a guest on this.
Yeah. Did you see that video? I mean, did you see him on the web where he got hit in the head with a brick or something?
No, is that recent?
No, that was about 6 or 7 months ago.
No.
I saw that. Yeah, but there's a lot of I like what's going on in Argentina. Argentina has the workers have taken over.
Yes,
the means of production and they're producing now.
That's what he was talking about. Right. Frank asked him why the U.S. workers aren't doing the stuff that the Argentinian workers are doing, and he said because the U.S. middle class aspires to be the upper class, and they still think it's possible. This was a couple of years ago he said that.
This hasn't changed. Nothing's changed.
He said as long as they think that, and then they're not going to be revolutionary.
Right, you got a pacifier. They stuck on the pacifier. I think
he said, whereas in Argentina, they knew that there was no possibility of them being upper class. They had nothing to lose.
Right. And when that comes to the United States, when the workers understand that the people who are in charge of the businesses are going to put their foot on the workers, when they understand what happened in Argentina happens here in the United States, when they understand that it's happening here, then they'll wake up. But until then, I don't think they're going to wake up. I don't think so.
They think they are MI middle class.
Exactly. Exactly. I tell you what it is. You got workers in America who are union leaders, okay? Union leaders who do not consider themselves workers. They relate to the people who own the businesses more than they relate to the people who are actually doing the work, who actually pay their salaries.
Union leaders are upper class.
Right, they're upper class. And the workers like, wait a minute now, the workers like postal workers here in the Bay Area, postal workers, technical workers who do the web and all that, those are the guys, those are the workers, the bankers, they consider themselves the middle class now.
Mm-hmm.
Service employees too, who answer phones and stuff like that, they consider themselves the middle class, and they will soon, as they work up in the companies, they'll become upper class. And so the workers feel that there is a chance that they can become the upper class,
yes.
Like Frank said,
yes.
And like Vicente said.
Yes.
But that's not going to happen.
Right.
That's not going to happen. That's just a fallacy. That's why they got a pacifier in their mouth. That pacifier is the fact that they think they're going to, when things get rough, they say, well, I'm going to advance after this trouble is over with the company and the economy gets better. I'll suck my thumb until it gets better and then it'll get better.